Welcome to Influence Weekly, the podcast that dives deep into influencer marketing and the creator economy. Explore news, trends, hear stories, and get behind the scenes with industry leaders. In today's episode, we'll cover California State Senator Steve Padilla's bill to protect child influencers, the benefits of equity deals in the creator economy, and the tradition of streamers going live on Christmas to foster community and raise funds for charity. Hey there! For our first topic today, we zoom in on California's latest legislative moves that could ripple through the creator economy like a West Coast wave. In the Golden State, there's a new sheriff in town. Well, a senator, Senator Steve Padilla, who's stepping up to the plate for child influencers. Picture this, a digital era Coogan Act, tailored for the YouTube and TikTok generation. That's right. We're talking about a bill that could safeguard the earnings of those pint-sized influencers filling your feeds with fresh content. This proposed Child Content Creator Rights Act is all about ensuring that when these kids turn 18, they're not just stepping into adulthood, but into financial security that they've earned themselves. If a kid's face graces 30% of a channel's content, a slice of that monetization pie is going to be tucked away just for them. Now, let's unpack this. With the creator economy booming to a value of over $250 billion, and kids as young as 6 aiming to be the next Mr. Beast, it's high time for some ground rules. And it's not just about protecting the cash. It's about setting up guardrails for young talent in a world where sharenting has become the norm. Senator Padilla's bill is pioneering, but it's not without its complexities. How do we balance nurturing young entrepreneurship with protecting these kids from the wild west of digital labor? That's the question on the table. And California's move might just set the stage for a nationwide conversation on the future of work, starting with the youngest among us. As industry insiders, it's crucial to stay ahead of these legislative waves. They're not just reshaping the creator economy. They're redefining what it means to work, create, and earn in the digital age. So keep your eyes peeled because what happens in California could very well influence the global stage. In our second story, we're spotlighting a game changer in the influencer realm, coming straight out of Amsterdam. Enter Scott Vandenberg and his brainchild, Influencer Capital. This isn't just your run-of-the-mill startup. It's a revolutionary bridge between influencer clout and business savvy. Influencer Capital is redefining the playbook for influencers and startups. Imagine this, a world where influencers don't just get a quick paycheck for a post, but rather they earn a stake in the very companies they help to elevate. That's right, equity deals are now on the table, offering influencers a slice of the long-term pie. Scott, with his roots in investment banking, saw the untapped potential here. Influencers were key in skyrocketing businesses, but were missing out on the exponential growth. So he flipped the script. Now, with Influencer Capital, influencers get to invest their social capital for actual capital in these budding ventures. But it's not just about influencers cashing in. For startups, this model is a lifeline. It's about gaining visibility and credibility without the upfront financial strain. Partnering with top influencers, they're catapulting into the public eye, hitching their wagon to stars who genuinely believe in their mission. It's authentic, it's strategic, and it's a win-win. So, for all you influencers and startups out there, it's time to think bigger. We're moving from fleeting partnerships to lasting alliances, from one-off posts to shared journeys of growth. Influencer Capital isn't just pioneering a new path, it's charting the future of influencer marketing. As we wrapped up the holiday season, let's reflect on how we spent our Christmas day. While many of us unwrapped presents or cooked up festive feasts, there was another group busy at their screens. Our dedicated streamers on platforms like Twitch and YouTube. Streaming live during the holidays isn't just about gameplay. It's a heartfelt gesture to unite communities and combat loneliness. Millions tuned in to watch their favorite streamers on Christmas Day, maintaining a cherished daily ritual. But what drives these streamers to step away from their own family celebrations to broadcast live, even to just a few fans? Take John, known as Engine Online. Last Christmas, he streamed for an hour and a half, sharing his day with followers who might have been alone. John believes that the holiday season reinforces the community spirit on Twitch, a sentiment he carried into this year's festive streaming. Then there's Carrie, or Celestina, who views her channel as a haven for her followers. This is especially true for those who may feel marginalized or disconnected from their families, including members of the LGBTQ+ community. Her channel serves as a pressure-free zone, particularly during the holidays. Carrie also dedicates her streams to supporting local charities. Sam, another streamer, is also making waves during the festive season. Having partnered with a suicide prevention charity, he underscores the significant impact streamers can have, offering a friendly ear to those who may feel vulnerable during this time. So, as we celebrated the joys of Christmas, let's not forget the streamers who went live to spread cheer, address loneliness, and support worthy causes. They remind us that the holiday season is not just about festivities. It's about making a difference and bringing smiles to those in our virtual communities. Thank you for tuning in to Influence Weekly, where we explore the ever-evolving landscape of influencer marketing and the creator economy. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more valuable content in our upcoming episodes. See you next week.